Will the Fed stay the taper course? The president gets us in deeper in Asia, and the Bush bailout man runs for office bragging about the profit that his program made. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. It's a two-day Fed Open Market Committee meeting this week on Tuesday and Wednesday, with its tapering decision and interest rate policy statement released after the meeting winds up on Wednesday. Fed watchers seem to be sure that the Fed will continue on track with winding down its quantitative easing by another $10 billion a month. Speaking of quantitative easing, the Eurozone releases a report on inflation on Wednesday that will be instrumental in deciding its policy on more money printing. Also on Wednesday, the Commerce Department will report its preliminary numbers on GDP growth for the January, February, March quarter. The consensus guesstimate is for the number to show GDP growing at more than 1.3%. Cold weather at the beginning of the year and all of that stuff. And April unemployment numbers come out on Friday. Expect the Obama administration to escalate the sanctions regime against Russia this week. That's according to Tony Blinker, Deputy National Security Advisor. On national TV, Blinker said that the new sanctions are designed to target Putin and his closest personal allies, the, quote, inner circle who have a significant impact on the Russian economy, he said. Late on Tuesday, President Obama heads home from his Asian pivot tour. The president used the tour to reaffirm the U.S. Security Treaty commitment to Japan, the treaty commitment that extends to protecting Japan's claim to the disputed Senkaku Islands. Well, the $700 billion man is running for governor of California. It's Neel Kashkari. He was Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson's sidekick, a former Goldman Sachs colleague, and the man who ran the Bush bailout program for the Treasury. Kashkari made the $700 billion bailout numbers all by himself. He made the numbers up right on his BlackBerry. That's how much thought went into that process. And now, as a candidate for governor, Kashkari claims the program was not only a success, but that it made a profit as well. Now, this is one of those stories that literally screams for someone to peel the onion. The Bush bailouts made a profit? How so? Well, let me give you an example. Goldman Sachs repaid its $10 billion TARP loan, but what enabled it to do so? Where did it get the money? Well, just days before it announced that it was paying back the loan, Goldman Sachs sold $11 billion of illiquid, troubled mortgage securities to the Federal Reserve. In other words, Goldman Sachs paid back the TARP loan only by selling toxic paper on its books to the Fed. In fact, during the 12 months following the payback of its TARP loan, the Fed bought $100 billion worth of troubled mortgage-backed securities from Goldman Sachs. It was a sweet deal for the crony capitalists, but even the business reporter for the Wall Street Journal, who interviewed Kashkari the other day, couldn't be bothered to explode his claim that the bailouts made a profit. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.